Obviously, a question about how much social change there was in the GDR is quite a big one. One of the major changes in terms of welfare was significant state subsidies of food and rent. This was part of a sort of informal social contract between the individual and the state. The state would provide basic foodstuffs and rents, and in return, citizens of the GDR were expected to toe the line in terms of what the state demanded, that they wouldn't step out of line. In East Germany, individuals were effectively guaranteed work. It was part of what was called a command economy, so the government controlled who worked where and what was produced in what quantities, rather than free market forces being in operation. And employment was considered a right, but it was also a duty. It was considered incredibly important for individuals to make a contribution to the economy, because in a competitive Cold War climate between East and West, workers were essential for the East to surpass the West. And this was also related to how women's role changed under socialism. So in East Germany, 97% of women worked, which was a big change in comparison to beforehand. They were seen as making a critical contribution to the socialist utopia that was going to be. Childcare was free to facilitate women working. Historians have sort of discussed whether this was really emancipation, because obviously women being able to work was a key factor in emancipation, but it was really state-directed work, and women remained in low-status jobs for the most part, and it wasn't, I suppose, really their choice, so whether that was emancipation is perhaps questionable. Plus, historians like Mary Fulbrook have written about how women continued to do the labour at home within the household, so they might have worked full-time, albeit in low-paid, low-status jobs, but at home, those traditional sort of tasks of looking after the children and running the household still fell to them, so in many ways it was a double burden. Another aspect of social change was obviously the education of young people in East Germany. The socialist leaders were very intent on educating young people to their way of thinking, just as the Hitler Youth had done so under the Nazis. The German Democratic Republic had a youth movement. Initially, young people would go into the Young Pioneers, and then they would go into the Free German Youth. These were groups that was integrated into the school timetable, but they were effectively compulsory, and if children opted out of them, say if their parents were of a different political persuasion, or if their parents were Christians and didn't want their children to join, there was a very high chance that those children wouldn't be allowed to go on and do their Abitur, their A-levels. And as well as the youth movement itself, there were also citizenship lessons in schools, Staatsbürgerkunde, and these were effectively an opportunity for to push the socialist way of thinking. So it took history from the Ice Age up to the present and gave it a Marxist gloss. And it was obviously pushing the idea that the East would very soon surpass the West, and that the capitalist system of private ownership would dwindle away, leaving a triumphant socialist model instead. It's probably worth noting that although the state pushed this propaganda hard, young people weren't necessarily unthinking vessels that just absorbed it uncritically. That they didn't necessarily find these citizenship lessons either interesting or convincing. Although lots did talk about enjoying the outdoor activities and the camaraderie that the Young Pioneers or the Free German Youth offered.